I can't think of a good thing.
Hi, boo. Part two.
France. I can't.
So what you're saying is, in
like,
your...
if I was watching, like, you know that there are things where, like, put out TV shows, like, do six episodes and then at the end of it put out, like, a feature-like thing.
Sure.
Like, they did it with that stupid Channel 4 Big Brother, I can't remember, Dead Face, Dead Walking Dead, Big Dead Brother.
Dead.
There's a guy walking down the street, what the hell is going on?
Dead.
I forgot your window's open.
I think it was Dead Set.
That, yeah, that's what I'm trying. Like, that thing.
You bought that, didn't you?
I did, I haven't watched it. I just see if I still have that somewhere.
Did I ever tell you about, speaking of guy walking down the street, did I ever tell you about the guy? I was in Craig Estate, which, because I don't live in Belfast, I automatically assume anything called estate means that you're going to get murdered.
Okay.
And I was just sitting there, like, talking to someone, and this old guy just opened my door and said something, and I was like, what's going on? I have no idea what's going on. I'm just kind of sat there, and then he closed his door and walked off. And then the guy that was, like, in the car with me was like, that's, like, the leader of, like, every, like, paramilitary group ever. I was like, what am I doing? I'm getting out of Belfast forever. And then I go there, like, 4 times a week.
Yep.
I don't go there anymore. Because that guy is a... That's the guy that said that I'm the devil for listening to metal music.
I used to talk to him. You've blown out the microphone now.
Maiden.
You just killed everyone who's listening to this.
Are we going to boo at Maiden?
Absolutely. We're going to do, like, 18 boos before and, like, 18 boos afterwards.
Yeah. How many during?
I don't know.
What a song.
So, on the Maiden, are we going to get, like, food or something beforehand? Because I feel like we should make a day of it.
Probably.
To Chicago?
Ooh.
Like, at 4 o'clock?
Yeah. I'm going to a place this Sunday, Springsteen's.
I've heard of that.
Belfast. It's a diner. I was thinking if it's good we could maybe go there, but no, Blue Chicago Grill sounds great.
I think Blue Chicago Grill is better in our heads than it actually is.
No.
I feel like the last time I went there I was extremely disappointed in the chips.
Really?
I'm pretty sure. I can't remember. It was long ago.
I love it. I was there like twice in the past month.
What? Why?
Different things. I convinced my mum to go because she'd never been before and it was incredible.
Okay.
I still just get the exact same stuff.
I was going to say something. Oh! You, for some reason, whenever you're talking about that paranoid guy, I remembered of how I love drunk people at work. It's amazing. I had a guy walk up to me today, and like I don't know what happened beforehand. It was like I put out the barrier and then put back. I can't remember, but like he grabbed my hand, and like he put his put it down against and put his on top, and it was giant. He started talking about how he was in like the TA or something like that, and then I don't know what he's talking about, but he just turned to me and said, "Have you ever tried to shove a beer through a hole this size?" I'm doing like a little circle thing with my finger and thumb. I don't know what he's talking about. I still don't know what he's talking about.
I don't want to know.
I said, I don't. Yeah, exactly that. What you're thinking is what I thought. I don't know what he's talking about. But he said, like, I did this today. I had this beer. It was sitting here beside my hand. I put my hand there. I just pushed it through. Do you think that's possible? Did you ever think that was possible? Do you still think that's possible? Do you think that's possible? It's like, No, I don't know what you're talking about. It was so weird.
Wait, he shoved a beer bottle through a tiny hole?
Beer bottle. He just said beer.
Oh.
He said he shoved a beer through through a hole this size. I think it's the word he used. And he had a beard hot down my phone just a minute, and he had a hole here, and he just said, did you ever think it was possible to shove a beard through this? It's still going. I think